Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back into WWL's Draft Fest coverage. You heard we are at the Rouse's Markets on Power Boulevard. You can get live and boiled crawfish daily here from 11 to 7 p.m. Stop in and check it out. Say hey to us as well, guys. Coming off the board after Jordan Jefferson of LSU going to the Jags, we had Wisconsin center Tanner Bordellini going to the Indianapolis Colts linebacker out of UTEP.
He is Italian.
yeah, that's a fun one to say.
I ain't trying to pass him on that one. He's legit.
The UTEP linebacker Tyrese Knight going to Seattle, and then a guard from South Dakota State, Mason McCormick, to Pittsburgh
Steelers. Small college kid, but he can play.
And what do you know? The Miami Dolphins making a trade with guess who? The Philadelphia Eagles, who have traded out of their pick, accumulating more selections. So the Dolphins on the clock right now. See where they end up going. After that, it's Seattle and then the Bears as we're rolling on here in the fourth round of the draft.
Man, I'm going to give a shout-out. He just texted me, Jason, J.C. Breer. Is a Louisiana guy. He sells spirits. You know what that means. Out in Denver, Colorado, he's listening right now. Man, he tell everybody, great show. He's listening out in Denver on the Odyssey app. So, JC,
it's awesome.
Great to hear from you, man. Appreciate it.
If he sees Lionel Bienvenue, tell him he said hello.
Okay, we'll do it. I'll tell him.
Local kid.
Stick around for more of our TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest coverage. Once again, Rouse's Market in Metairie on Power Boulevard. Come check it out and celebrate football with Team WWL. Do a little shopping. We got pork tenderloin, St. Louis ribs on sale, $1.97 a pound. Taking a news break, and we'll be right back with our picks here on WWL Saints Radio.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Back on our Draft Fest coverage brought to you by TrainStyle.com, the Rouse's Market on Power Boulevard. Stop in and say, hey, do a little shopping. We got Woodbridge wine on sale, $9.99 here at the Rouse's. Get ready for all the fest and Draft Fest, Jaff Fest. We can even say Pelicans Fest. That 2:30 tip-off coming up in the Smoothie King Center. Gates are open in there 15 minutes. You can get 50% off concessions in the Smoothie King Center. Man, guys, definitely anxious to see the action in that game. A must win, obviously, for the Pellies right now. Backs up against the wall.
Yep, they got to figure out a way to keep, you know, OKC from shooting. So I got to. Did anybody know what they ended up shooting?
A lot.
Wise?
I don't even know what. Yeah,
one
but
time,
it was yeah.
At one time they were 60% from the field.
Well, I mean,
that's unbelievable.
Here's the thing, as well.
It's like,
I mean, from a defensive standpoint, you know that they've got you in scramble mode. And so, you know, I can't let the specialist feel good. You know, I think it's Joseph was – that's all he does. He comes in and he shoots threes. I think it's what Isaiah Joe is his name. And the other one that was you talk about the center, Chet, he hit his first two threes, and it was almost – it's like downhill from there.
Because you know what? Game one, he couldn't hit it.
Well, yeah.
Chet couldn't hit it in game one.
So,
and Jalen's, both of them are good players as well.
Game two, Oklahoma City from the field shot 59%.
I saw it 60, so 59 is not
48%
from three. That's unreal.
Yeah, I mean,
that's unbelievable.
It's hard in games if the opponent's going to shoot almost 50%
right,
from 3-point.
Right, but if you just kind of looked at the Pelicans before you did anything else, the Pelicans shot 45% from the field.
Yeah, but the problem is the 3-point disparity. And here's the other thing.
26 from 3-point.
Well, and here's the other thing as well. You can't allow them to play so physical. From an officiating standpoint, the Pelicans had 8 offensive fouls.
Right.
Right.
8 offensive fouls. I think 5 were called for moving screens.
Ugh.
Moving screens. Now, I can understand maybe a charge, but a moving screen, I mean, but you allow them to be physical against us and how they're defending us, but, I mean, we can't even set a pick.
17 turnovers for the Pelicans to.
Well, I mean, eight of those are because of the fouls.
Well, you think about it, after the second one, they're like, hey, dude, man, they're calling this today.
Not even that, though. I mean, the refs, he's looking at it, it's almost like a flop.
Right.
You know, from a defensive standpoint, it's almost like, hey, I'm going to just fall to see if they give it to me.
Looking at the draft right now, guys, we got our first special teamer off the board. Punter from Iowa, Torrey Taylor.
Great going guy, to the Bears. Winner. Man,
well, hey, if you play an hour, you're going to kick. Because offensively, they've been inept as forever. And so Taylor, a pretty good punter.
I told you, Howie Rosen,
they're laughing because Philly trades another pick.
I mean, he
trades this one to Houston.
I think they're playing golf or something. They're like, just keep trading. We'll be at the office in a little bit.
But Torrey Taylor. Almost like I checked the ball for helium. Man, he put some air underneath
some
that football.
Boom, huh?
Man, he kicked. He is a really good punter. And you think about in the situation in Chicago, you know, kicking in those weather conditions. And he's used to it, having kicked in Iowa.
Yeah, Iowa. I mean, the weather's right there in the Midwest. It's about the same. So
and the other thing, too, is we didn't talk on it, but the Dolphins, they traded up with the Eagles, and they picked the speedster, halfback, Jalen Wright, who averaged 7.4 yards a carry at Tennessee last year. Man, he can flat out fly.
He's a 4-3 guy.
Yeah, and so now you team him up with the A-Chain. You team him up with him.
He and A-Chain and Mostert, you know, it'll be interesting to see if who's that third guy because Mostert as well as A-Chain, both of those guys kind of got banged up a little bit. And so, you know, a pretty good situation when you look at it, just the scheme of how much motion that they use, and then the weapons that you have on the outside. I mean, that's the speed. So it's like it's almost like playing basketball on turf is what they like to do.
I mean, that's Mike's gig.
That's it. That's it. I mean, and so yes, they will try to get physical a little bit with the inside runs, but they want to hit you on the hash. They want to get on the edges.
They want to clear the bases.
Correct.
If you were getting up to bat, they want to hit a triple or a home run. None of this single double stuff. And Houston Texans in the trade with
– and the fan making the announcement was labeled an influencer. I wish I could be like that when I grow up.
What? Influencer?
Yeah.
They pay you for that?
I guess so.
I don't know, but
– I can't even influence in my house.
Well, that's beside the point, so to speak. But the Texans have picked
– another tight end.
Tight end. Cade Stouffer. We talked a little bit about him from Ohio State. A really good blocker. Big man. Can catch the football. Really well, really good athlete, but he was brought in mainly as a block, and he's really blossomed into a really good tight end. And Seattle, they pick A.J. Barner, the 6'6", 255-pound tight end from Michigan. Now, you know he's going to be a run blocker, but where he's efficient, that short area of the field to move the chains. I think last year he caught 22 passes. I think it was for 250 yards. Mm. Okay, so you know. Yeah, he ain't outrunning you, but he moves the sticks and in short yardage, red zone. But as a blocker, A.J. Barner may be the best run blocker of this tight end group.
Mike, do you see him putting on another 15 and just
play tackle? He'd be a swing guy.
There you go. Another 15 and let him play tackle.
I'm seeing guys that Cade Stouffer just taken, played running back in high school, so – sure, he can use those skills in the run after catch.
Yeah, and they didn't know exactly what to do with him at Ohio State. He was a really good athlete. Do you play him at running back? Do you play him at linebacker? So they put him at almost like a flex tight end, which they don't use a lot. And then he put on all that weight, and then, okay, you become the tight end, Cade. You our guy. And so he's a good football player, and you think about the Texans, they want to – run the football better. I know Deuce and I talked about this yesterday. It's something they didn't do consistently as well as they'd like to. And he will help as a run blocker.
Yeah, one of the traits they mentioned here in his draft breakdown, played defensive end his freshman year at Ohio State, then played linebacker late in 2021, has the traits to develop into a core special teamer.
Man, he's all over
all
the
over
board.
The place, right.
Like I said, I knew he played tight end, running back, flex. But early on in his career, he was on defense as a stand-up defensive end and then certainly as an outside linebacker. Man, so Cade Stouffer is a really good athlete. It was just to find the right spot for him, and I think this is a really good pickup for the Texans. Man, I don't know what's happened throughout the years, but you look at how that franchise has evolved. Have they made a lot of bad choices lately?
Doesn't feel like it.
Man,
now, again,
everything's,
you know, doesn't
hit.
Doesn't feel like
right.
it. You know, you got,
everything's
give me the
hit.
Three-year – check on it, but it doesn't feel like it.
Since
right?
dealing away Deshaun Watson, yeah, it seems like it really has changed the fortunes of Houston.
And also, too, I think a coach with some influence, and DeMeco likes a certain type of player, and that exudes down throughout the organization.
Yeah, right.
I think DeMeco Ryans, when you look at how he's changed this franchise, taking over, okay, it's remarkable.
Really
of what he's been able to do. And we all knew DeMeco would have success, but not this fast.
Snap the finger, right.
Think about what he did in San Francisco with that defense, and then he comes to the Texans, and you thought, okay, they might be a defensive-oriented team. They were pretty good on defense last year. Where they were good? On offense.
Right.
You know, and you think the development of a rookie quarterback like C.J. Stroud, that's unreal to see his development in year one. We haven't seen that.
No.
You know, that's a real tool. Even Peyton Manning.
Right.
You think about who is more prepared for the NFL than Peyton.
In his rookie year.
And he struggled.
Right.
So the Buccaneers, I'll kind of monitor the NFC South.
Yeah, coming up after San
They're
Fran.
They're on the clock. San Fran's actually made their pick. The Bucs so far have Graham Barton, the center from Duke, Chris Braswell, the edge rusher from Alabama, the safety Tyke Smith from Georgia, and Jalen McMillan, the wide receiver from Washington. They have three more picks, do the Bucs. This would be the 25th pick of the fourth round, the 125th overall, which would put the Saints 25 picks away.
And the 49ers have picked the
Just
safety.
Just 25.
Yeah, that's it. Malik Mustafa, who is the safety from Wake Forest. So Malik Mustafa, excuse me, is the safety.
Say that a bunch of times.
From Wake Forest, and he gets selected. He's a guy that is a roam player, roams around the field. And you think about the 49ers defense, that's what they want their safeties to do. They want them, you up front, you in the back. Coverage, play to run. And that's what Malik does very, very well.
Looking on the clock like we talked about with Tampa Bay right now, their top remaining needs on the board here at ESPN, they have corner and offensive tackle still. And kind of joked about it yesterday, guys. Still on the board, still there. TJ Tampa, Iowa State's cornerback.
So the pick is in. We're just waiting for the announcement by the Buccaneers on their selection. We talked about this yesterday. Their GM, his history of his pick corners in the middle rounds, third, fourth, fifth rounds. That he's always talked about that that's where he thinks you can get real value at the cornerback position.
They lost a couple of linemen. They lost Aaron Stinney. Trying to think of the other lineman they lost to try to replace as another area of need for them.
And they picked Graham Barton.
Right, the center.
And so that's a thing for them.
Rolling on here, our WWL Draft Fest coverage brought to you by TrainSouth.com. Waiting for that selection from the Buccaneers fan group here.
They're in Hamburg, Germany.
And they pick a running back, Bucky Irving. Now, Bucky is about 178 pounds soaking wet. But you talk about a guy that can fly. Again, Oregon. Former track sprinter in high school. They list him at 5'9". Ain't no way he's 5'9". And I know he's not 192 pounds. unless he just bulked up for the draft. But Bucky
Mike, is this the kid that was from Texas?
Yes. Yes,
he can fly,
flat out.
Yeah, he can fly. This kid's from Texas, and right there, looking at it, I mean, they're running the counter, and he sees the backside backer overrun it, and it's lights out. And he does a pretty good job of running behind his pads as well. But I agree with you, he is
man,
small.
He ain't no 5'9", 195 pounds.
Well, he's definitely not 195, and I don't think that he's 190. But like you said, he is lightning in a bottle.
Okay, the other thing too is he caught more passes coming out of the backfield as a running back than anybody in college football last year.
Yeah, well, I mean, right now you
think
him,
about that.
You put
that
him in a slot. Yeah, you put him as a third down guy, and he's a slot guy for you.
Looked like a dance party going on there in Detroit. We've talked about it before, but again today, guys, really impressive.
It's the city of soul, baby.
That the crowd
Motown.
There, for even on. Day three,
that's
they're still coming
your
out.
Time.
I mean,
that's before
yeah.
your time.
Oh, man, I love me some Motown, though. I got an old soul.
Yeah, that's the city of
an
soul,
An old
baby.
Soul? What that means? You got to explain that to me.
25 picks in the fourth round. 25 of them went to Oregon. 25 picks in the fourth round, 5 already to Oregon.
Oh, that don't surprise me.
That's called owning the fourth.
Oh, now I get why the crowd might have been dancing Detroit Lions on the clock right now. There you go.
Yeah. They haven't had a ton, right? It doesn't feel like it to me. How many picks?
We are at the Rouse's Market on Power Boulevard, our trainsouth.com. Draft Fest coverage will roll on. Come check out the Rouse's Market. Say hey to us. Also do a little shopping. The boneless shoulder roast on sale for only $3.97 a pound here. We'll be back with more of our Draft Fest coverage. Let you know who the Lions take right after this here on WWL. Who dat?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Rocking and rolling here on our TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest coverage at the Rouse's Market on Power Boulevard, a official supermarket of the Saints. Come check it out. One of my favorite places to get chicken, fried or barbecue chicken drumsticks, $7.99. Home of the chicken, obviously fabulous. They also got things going on here at the Power on Power Boulevard.
Steve, I got a question for
you. Yes, sir.
So we're at Rouse's. So, you know. No, it's about cooking. It's about food.
Yeah.
Are you more of a grill guy or are you more of a boil?
I'm definitely more of a grill guy. I got the issue with the gout, so I got to stay away from seafood. So give me the grill.
That don't mean that you can't eat it.
Come on, somebody else is living in the house.
For whatever reason, the shellfish is a big reaction for me, so it's a big
boom. You don't even want it around?
What's that?
You don't even want it around?
I can't, unfortunately.
No, I was just asking, and it's okay. Also,
I'll eat all the fixings, though, from a crawfish boil.
Yeah, I mean, that don't mean that you can't enjoy it. You just can't eat it.
I just saw recently that someone mentioned with the boil that someone was throwing ravioli in there. You can give me that all day.
So if Steve was coming to Rouse's.
Yes, sir.
Today, to put something on the grill, what would you be getting? What would it be?
Me, I love the New York strip steak. The wife definitely prefers more filet. She's got that higher end.
Okay, you got to feed them too now.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, you got to feed them too. So you got the high-end filet. You got the strip.
Still high-end too. For fixings, probably get some fries,
you're not going to feed the little man? I mean.
Oh, that dude's a filet eater too. He's a steak eater.
Okay.
Eat anything.
Yeah, I'm just trying
to find out. Does a little man eat anything?
Don't start that man
pretty
off
easy,
on filet.
Right.
Don't start that man off filet.
That Bill, he don't look at this. What is this? That's not the cut that I normally eat.
Well, now 14 now. It goes by quick. It's no longer you got to split a steak with him. He gets his own to himself.
It's been time for that.
Okay, Deuce, we getting him in Louisiana Lion Camp at Nichols?
Yes,
we
get indeed. Some of that, beef him up.
We got to get some of that meat off his hide.
No doubt, but Steve, I need to know what else? What else we eating? What else we eating? We shopping in Rouse's with you. What we doing?
We could do some baked potato with the steaks and maybe
– You going to put that on the grill or what you doing? You wrapping
baked potato
that?
Would be in the oven and maybe put some corn on the grill too.
Yeah, I mean, but why not wrap – put the potato on –
I've never done the potato on a grill.
Wrap it a little bit. You got to wrap
it.
That'd
be good.
Good.
Rub it with oil, salt.
You can always bake it first. That way you don't have to worry about it. Bake it first and then finish it on the grill.
And then it's just sitting out there just chilling.
Yeah. One thing I have not done ever, still grilling, I never got into the ribs. I usually just buy them, but I haven't made them myself kind of thing.
Gotcha.
No, put aluminum foil. Put it on there.
That's why I don't want you to do the potato. Yeah. Put it in the aluminum foil.
Do the exact same thing.
I'll get to it one day for you.
Buy you them little mini grills and put it right on the top of that, Steve. You'll be good.
And you just checking in on it and checking the temperature. I mean, we can't come in Rouse's and not talk about food.
We
got the shop. They got the food here. We got the shop.
And also want to mention food, obviously, is past 12:30 now, just a little bit. So gates open in the Smoothie King Center.
Gates are open.
Folks, head on down. Get ready for the Pelicans game against the OKC Thunder. Concessions right now there are 50% off. Not a pretty good deal there.
Oh, Buffalo has just picked Ray Davis, heavy-duty back from Kentucky. Who just got selected. Deuce, he was carrying that offense and like two buckets full.
Yeah, he was carrying that offense, and Ray actually played at Vanderbilt as well, and then ended up transferring to Kentucky. He did really, really well there, and so I think that was his second time transferring because he came from another school before he went to Vanderbilt, and so
Steve better straighten out. They got family over here.
You mentioned steak, and both of them show up.
It's perfect. I hope that you fill up the basket and don't allow him to fill it up.
Don't allow him to do.
He was skimping.
No, none of this.
I was trying to figure out what he was cooking on the grill, and he's skimping bad over here.
Don't start.
He don't even want to feed anybody else, though. We're not even talking about his food.
We got it pretty good. I'm in charge of usually the protein, and she takes care of the sides and come together, and bam, we got a smorgasbord going.
Nothing wrong with smorgasbord. We all got to do it.
One way or another.
A little bit of a run on running backs. Ray Davis from Kentucky going to Buffalo. Before that, Eagles actually making a pick, getting Will Shipley from Clemson.
He's an interesting player. I know his family real well.
Which one?
Shipley.
Okay.
He's a smallish back at Clemson, but he can catch the football really well coming out the backfield. He's a former track sprinter in high school, but, man, he can fly. And so as a third down back, someone who can catch the football coming out the backfield, I think he's a good fit for them. And every once in a while, you give him the football, you know, 5-7 times in a game. But Will Shipley, really good speed back and also receiver coming out the backfield. But before that, Detroit selects Giovanni Manu from British Columbia, 6'8", wow. 350-pound left tackle.
Well, he's right there on the line up there with him, so they can go and check him out.
So Giovanni was a guy, if you're going to be patient with him, he might be like that big Eagles offensive tackle that y'all got from Australia.
Which is Mulata. What's his the
Mulata,
left?
Yeah.
Mulata.
But he's actually played football quite a bit, Manu. Actually has played quite a bit. But he is all of 6'8" and 350 pounds. Really good athlete. Can move his feet pretty well for a big man of that size. And so he goes to Dan Campbell and the Detroit Lions. So it was Detroit with Manu, the Eagles in a trade. They pick Will Shipley, the running back from Clemson. And then Buffalo, trying to load up at that running back spot, they get Ray Davis from Kentucky. You talk about a dude last year. He carried the ball and carried it and carried it. He carried the team on offense. He was that good of a player. Not the biggest guy in the world.
I did a couple of his games, and I'm looking at the notes and stats that
I had on him. Pretty good receiver too, right?
Yeah, he's decent. But really – he's a straight line and then a little wiggle type runner.
He's a downhill runner. He's 5'9", 205. And, like, I knew he had played. He played at San Francisco. He played at another school outside of Vanderbilt before he transferred to Kentucky.
San Francisco?
Yeah, well, I don't know if that was a
city
school.
College.
Yeah, it may have been the city college. Yeah. But he played at another school. But like you said, Mike, I had him at 5'9", 205, tough runner, likes to get downhill, can run the gap scheme as well as outside zone. Can catch the ball out of the backfield. Yep. And I don't think that he had a lot of turnovers. You know, I thought in
he's not one a fumbler.
Notes, yeah, in my notes, I had him as a guy that protected the ball well.
Well, the pick is in for San Francisco. After that, guys, just 6 selections left in this round. So if the Saints are going to make a move to get into fourth, it's got to be now.
So, Hoss, how many picks we got in the third round? Two? Saints.
No.
Fifth round.
How many picks?
Three still. We lost one yesterday, 168, and a sixth round, 190. There's still a couple of teams so San Fran just picked. San Fran still has a pick in this round. The Eagles, shockingly, have another pick coming up. They just picked. So the Kansas City Chiefs have two picks still left. There's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 picks. So these are teams with multiple picks in the bottom of this fourth round.
And the Saints got multiple picks in round five.
In round five, they do. They do. So if there's any, you know, if you're just kind of looking, like, is it possible? Yeah, it's possible, but
not probable.
I don't, you know, it's hard to say. I mean, is that guy, is it worth the bottom of the fourth round? The problem I've always said is that the fifth round picks they have are not high, right? They're low.
The 15th, 35th, and 40th in round five.
Right. They're not. And, you know,
and like the seventh round pick, we talked about this yesterday. Man, what, you ain't giving away nothing.
Yeah, it's 239. Pick 239. If you go by the value chart, it's worth a point. The Saints had 127 value draft points coming into basically round, you know, three.
Oh, so we talked about this guy, Isaac Jarendo from Louisville. Little smallish scat back. For the Louisville Cardinals.
Seen them backs coming off now.
Yeah, and in fact, somebody came up and we were talking about
Isaac.
Just a few minutes ago, he came up and asked me, when you think he'd be selected? I said, I don't think too much sooner. And sure enough, he comes off the board.
Big boy, huh?
Man, Isaac, he sort of carried the rushing load for the Cardinals last year. Really, really did. for them. And he's a guy that's got really good run vision and ability to make people miss out in space.
Man, that's five in the round, three in a row from a running back standpoint. So the Oregon.
Well, you didn't have any to go the first round.
Right.
So, I mean,
they're there.
We know that they're there.
Deuce is like, support the backs.
Yeah, we know that they're there.
Only thing is, you don't get paid too good. Fourth round pick. First round pick is something else.
You got the guaranteed. I mean, it's probably you need to go for one through three to be able to get your money. I mean, but if you're going to be four, at least you get an opportunity to get a new contract before those year five guys come up.
You know, because Bijan, when you think about it, is he going to be the last of the Mohicans as a heavy-duty back?
No, I think there's some more coming.
You think there's
I think there's
more
some
like
more coming. Not in the league now. Coming.
I was fixing to say.
Yeah, I think there's some more coming, but not in the league right now. Atlanta will pick up his fifth year. I mean, unless he just gets hurt over the next couple of years, Atlanta will pick up his fifth year option. And, you know, I'll be interested to see how they use him with the new head coach as well.
Yeah, that is a part of the intrigue. And the Baltimore Ravens have picked a guy we have spoken about. We thought he'd go to Tampa, but TJ Tampa. The big, tall cornerback from Iowa State gets picked by the Baltimore Ravens. That's all they need, another defensive player.
Felt like his stay was definitely a little long on that draft board.
Man, the last 2 days have been rough on him. I'm sure he breathed a sigh of relief right now.
Any kind of concern, medical there or otherwise?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Just maybe he's not the fastest guy on a track, but you get him out on the field, he can play. And in that physical defense the Ravens have, he's a good fit there. And the Chiefs have just picked my guy, Jared Wiley, from TCU. I bet he plays a lot at TCU. No, he knows how to catch the football. Former Texas tight end who transferred to TCU. But he's a big, tall drink of water at 6'6", 250 pounds. And in an offense that loves to feed the tight end, the football, and Steve, guess what? The Eagles have traded again.
All right, we're going to have to create like a drinking game with this.
I think that's because
we'd be drunk.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on that. I'll be the administrator for you guys.
At least Detroit gets it. They'll be pumped up. You know, those fans have been standing out there. They've had three picks in a day and a half, 2 days and a half. So the Lions are going to pick.
Stick around for our train, more of TrainSouth.com, WWL Draft Fest coverage. We are live from the Rouse's Market Power Boulevard, where today we also didn't mention with our cookout guys, they got desserts too, lemon gentilly cake, $19.99. Come
man,
check it out.
Give me a cut of that gentilly cake.
We'll be right back with more here on WWL Saints Radio. Who dat? Welcome back into the TrainSouth.com, WWL Draft Fest coverage. Steve Geller with Deuce McAllister, Mike D'Attelier, Mike Hawes, wall-to-wall coverage, Saints and the NFL Draft. You got to come join us at the Rouse's Market on Power Boulevard, official supermarket of the Saints. And joining us now, Suyapa. Did I say that correctly?
Yes.
Thanks for having us here at the Rouse's.
You're welcome.
How you been,
Miss Suyapa? Don't let him get you in trouble over here as well. So he's making you nervous because he's
just
talking.
Just a little bit.
Yes, he's got to slow down so you're not as nervous, Miss Suyapa. We were talking earlier about some of the specials that you guys have and some of the things we call it. Unique in the store. What are some of the unique things in the store? You don't even have to think about the menu. So, like, our staff or your staff, what are some of
right?
Yeah, what are some of the unique things that you guys do in this store here at Rouse's?
Just being here and do what I like.
Okay, that's a good one. But if the chicken right there, who's in charge of cooking the chicken?
The chicken is Marty.
Mr. Marty?
Deli, yes.
And so the deli, when he comes in and they get it right, do they have like a taste tester? Somebody that has to go and taste it or, you know, just to be.
I try it sometimes.
You try it sometimes?
Yes.
He putting a little special.
Just a little taste to it.
A little taste to it?
Yeah.
Can he share that with us? Or that's his. That's his specialty. That's her specialty. I'm sorry. So that's her specialty. So Steve, we might not get that. We may not get that.
Well, I could be also a cake tester.
Well, that's what we wanted to talk about, the desserts.
Okay.
So what are the desserts that they have here that I'm a shopper, I can come in and get, or do I have to call in? I know that you normally have to call in for some of the cakes and things like that, but some of the desserts, what are some of the desserts that are available right now?
Yeah, don't forget that for the gatherings too.
We have a lot of cakes on the display. You come in and grab whatever you want. The fruit jars are very good. Those are my favorite.
The fruit trays.
Yeah, okay. Love
fruit
to.
Fruit tarts.
Oh, the fruit tarts. Okay.
Yes. Another thing, dude, is when coming in and you come into Rouse's, sometimes you smell them, that fresh baked bread. That's almost impossible to resist.
Yeah, the bread.
I know the carbs.
Yeah, it don't do me any favors. So,
it's delicious, though.
It is very, very good.
Just like that.
I love it.
So, guys, looking at this NFL draft here, are you a big Saints fan, Suyapa?
Of course.
Who's your favorite Saints player? Oh, the guy sitting right across from here.
I still have my old jersey.
We rock together, Steve. We rock together. So, we try to make it happen. So we know that the draft is going on now, and then the next, I guess, holiday is what, Memorial? Mother's Day is coming up.
Father's Day, and then Father's Day.
But I guess what are some of the specials that you guys have that are coming up outside of, you know, just the draft and Mother's Day and Father's Day? What other specials are you guys getting ready for?
The floral department handles a lot of, you know,
the flowers
for the for that occasion. And, of course, also the bakery department.
Yeah, because, I mean, Steve, that's what we better get on the grill or we better start boiling. You know, we can't have our mothers cooking on that day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I want to tell you, too, Rouse has definitely come in clutch in those last minute. You need to grab flowers for the loved ones in case you – for any kind of holiday or, if, you know, you got to make an apology for any case.
Yeah, that's daily. I mean, so you better stop by Rouse's.
Well, we're winding down here.
Suyapa, we surely appreciate you stopping by.
Absolutely.
Muchas gracias.
Yes, ma'am.
De nada. Running down here in the fourth round of coverage, seeing the running back from Wisconsin now coming off the board, and Braylon Allen going to the JETS Jets. After that, it'll be the San Francisco 49ers to close out round four.
Yeah, and the Chiefs have picked tight end Jared Wiley, we talked about from TCU, and also Jaden Hicks, first team all Pac-12 safety, a guy that can play up front in the box. Also, deep coverage, too. Finding the right spot for him, but I'm sure Spags is going to find him. Man, the one thing the Chiefs, they hit on draft choices.
Yeah, they do. They have to do the job.
They are really good with it.
Looking at another safety that was taken, 132nd pick. Can you help me pronounce that name, Mike? Safety out of Utah, Sione Vaki?
Yeah, Sione Vaki.
Okay.
Another guy that plays a lot in the box, almost like a linebacker. Tough guy, I think will really help you out on special teams. More of a strong safety guy, even though he isn't the biggest guy. Man, he'll pop you. You play for Winningham at Utah, you better be prepared to strap it on. And his dad, Fred, he was one of the original members of the New Orleans Saints. You talk about a dude that could make and throw some fist a little bit. It was Fred Whittingham. The son's not like that, but man, the dad was something else. He started in Philly. You'd like that, Steve. He got in a fight every day in practice over there.
Hey, it comes with the territory.
You know what it was? If you fight in practice, you get thrown out. So Fred was, you know, it was my way to basically get out of there. So the 49ers with the final selection in round four.
Pick 135. Rolling through, right. So the Saints did not end up making a move into that fourth round. We'll see what happens with these three fifth-rounders coming up. So it'll be anxious to see. And we see the final pick of round four, wide receiver Jacob Cowing from AZ, Arizona.
Little bitty guy, 165 pounds, soaking wet. I think he's 5'8.5". But, man, he can fly. You'd like him in the slot. He has played outside. I think he may be a guy, too, that when you think about the new kickoff rule, that he may be able to help you out. So Jacob Cowing, and man, he had a big season last year. He was the MVP in the Alamo Bowl. 7 catches, 150 yards, couple touchdowns. Again, he's not the biggest guy around, but where he can help you in the slot, and also I think as the kickoff rules have changed, he can help out there too. He can run.
Guys, we'll be right back with more of our TrainSouth.com WWO Draft Fest coverage here on the Rouse's Market Power Boulevard. Seeing they've got $10 packs. You can pick from beef stew meat, sirloin tips. You got burgers, chicken drumsticks. You check it out here. Like I said, $10 a pack. We were talking about barbecue and definitely got to pick up some before I head out of here today. We'll be back with more of our Draft Fest coverage right after this here on WWL. Who dat? Rocking and rolling here on the Rouse's Market on Bauer Boulevard. Come check us out. Say hey, and also they got some spirits on sale, like that Fireball whiskey we talked about, taking a shot every time Philly made a trade. Well, you can get that for $12.99 here, that Fireball whiskey here at Rouse's on Power Boulevard.
All right, I'm in.
Well, gentlemen, we are into the fifth round, which means we're going to get some action now. The New Orleans Saints will be on the clock very soon. They've got pick number 150, 170, and 175 overall in this round. The 170, 175 compensatory picks for this club. But first time up will be 15 into this round. Anxious to see what's around for the Saints. Top needs right now, what would you think?
It would depend on what's available, but I think this team still needs a center guard.
Still addressing that line, right.
In interior. Deuce likes a running back, but, man, a lot of them have peeled off the board at this stage.
We had seven running backs in the fourth round.
You know what? I would like me another interior defensive lineman.
Yeah, I mean, for me as well, Mike, I mean, it's really what's on the board at this point. But also, I'm not looking for a starter. I'm looking for a guy that I can come in and develop.
Yeah, I was going to say here, any chance that one of these three picks – you might consider a Spencer Rattler or a Michael Pratt.
You better believe it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that because I'm not looking for a start at this point.
I know, obviously, locals are hoping we get the Tulane boy, keep him on home here.
Pick Mekhi Wingo and Pratt.
There you go.
Everybody's satisfied after that.
Exactly. Get an LSU and Tulane player.
So the Saints have the three picks in the fifth round, but from the NFC South standpoint, that's pretty much it. Atlanta has one pick. And Carolina has one pick. And so there's not a whole lot other than the Saints and Philly with four picks in the fifth round.
Yeah, but see, like a team like Philly, how many overall picks have they had already?
Not many. I mean,
they
keep trading them away. I mean, but they got to be picking somebody.
I think they have four total, maybe three. I'll check. But, you know.
Yeah, four total right now. You're correct, Mike. Right. They got four picks in this round and a six-rounder. We're going to step
away. They got four picks in round five?
Round five,
yeah. Now, they didn't start out with
they
four.
They want all the fifth-rounders. They're trying to top the Saints.
But they got them by one.
It's going to be the Philly Saints
fifth round. Yeah. Stick around for more of our TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest coverage. We are live at the Rouse's Market Power Boulevard. Mentioned that Fireball whiskey on sale. Also got Taka Vodka, $13.99. Come check that out along with us right here. Off the Rouse's Market, Power Boulevard, Team WWL. Be right back with more of our coverage right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.